Okay, we've got a couple more questions that have come in, and they're very good ones, so keep them coming. Okay, first one is, how can you tell the difference between a sea lion and a seal? They're actually both part of a larger group called pinnipeds, which are fin-footed mammals, marine mammals. And seals are, true seals are ones that just have little ear holes. And then the sea lions are all in a group called eared seals. So eared seals have little external ear flaps that you can see. That's one difference. Another difference is up here in Alaska, our seals are all quite a bit smaller than the stellar sea lions. Stellar sea lions are much larger. The seals often, like harbor seals, tend to have spots on their coats, whereas the sea lions have more of one color. And then actually one of the most important differences is the way they move on land and in the water. In the water, the sea lions use their front flippers to try to move, to propel themselves through, while seals use their tails. And on land, the stellars can tuck their rear flippers underneath and really kind of walk on their front and rear flippers, whereas seals kind of hop along on their bellies like slugs. So those are the key differences. Okay, another question coming in. You may know that the Sea Life Center is a rehabilitation, wildlife rehabilitation facility, and that question is, what's the most common animal injury? It's actually, we don't get a lot of animals that are injured. Sometimes they will come in with bites or infections, but most of our rehab animals are orphans. Two reasons for this: it's easy to find orphans and pick them up, and it's also easy to fatten them up and release them. But also in the wild, adult animals rarely show signs of illness or injury until they're almost all the way gone. They're adapted not to show signs of injury because then a predator might go after them. So we don't get too many that are really injured. I don't know if we have time for another question. We did have one more. Are the animals here captively bred? Great question. The sea lions that we have here, we have three stellar sea lions. They were collected as pups on a rookery. They were only weeks old, from a rookery off the coast of Canada by Vancouver Aquarium, and they needed to have research permits to do that. Very few animals are collected from the wild, but occasionally it really is good to get one from a wild population. Our harbor seals, on the other hand, some were captively bred, and others came into a rehabilitation facility and were not released, and so were taken under research permits for research. So sometimes we do get animals from the wild. Often you can study captively bred animals in a captive setting like this. Any other questions? Oh, here's one. Would Alaska plants grow in Texas? There probably are quite a few plants here that would grow in Texas, and they're just more adapted to be in cold weather. Okay, and so if you took, say, a spruce tree here, might not like having quite the warm temperatures you get in Texas, but there really are a lot of plants that could grow in both places. Okay, back to Texas now. Back